Look what it did to my hand. Look, there's blood right there. The show that's on, we saw at Windmill Dinner Theater. We took Dad there for a party.
What is it?
Same time next year with Alan Alden. Oh, good.
I am starving.
I had a medium shot skin. I ate it all. And I also had a Snickers. I ate it all. And I also had a Coke, a Diet Coke. It's not new news.
We're doing this stupid project. That's really.
Where's your camera?
It's probably really.
I know we're not even halfway done. And I've been working on it solid since about 4.
Have the other people been working on it?
Yeah.
Well, when does it due?
Tomorrow.
Honey.
Nice ice cream.
I don't need it. I think it's been there for a week. Well, no, I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Did it just pop out?
Yeah.
You like water with your milk?
Yeah.
I mean, with this.
Yeah. We've had that.
Well, I don't think we have any milk. That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't like water with it.
So, yes, you do like water with it. Oh, I thought about that, but then.
Hey, when are you going to hear? You heard from back from Spring Branch?
Oh, no, I didn't hear from them for a long time.
So, how's the situation staying with that?
No news. I might hear from Dr. Stacy about it. Oh, that's why. Well, he said that the opening was in February, but he wants to move it, so we'll probably talk to the people about it. I'm just going to. Tomorrow I need to fill out my applications for Katie and for Cyfair and for A-Leaf. Can you get in there? And I need to send them in. I also need to get a cashier's check for $10 so I can finish my application for certification.
I need to send in my deposits too and tell them that I'm coming there. I was going to do it today, but I just haven't even been home for 2 seconds. Do y'all not have any crackers?
No, honey, I'm sorry.
Well,
you want me to go to Raymond's for you?
Well,
you have to. What do you have to send in to them? Do they send you something with the?
No, I just got to send in $200 and say I'm coming, so that they kind of save me a spot.
When's the latest you can notify them?
I don't know. These are gross. I'm throwing them out.
Oh. I could probably cook that mold off. That avocado and that bell pepper look pretty good. They've been in a while. Well, now, when's the first day of class?
I think it's mid-January.
And when are you going up to find some place to live?
I think John and I will go up early. I think he wants to go up there.
Does he talk to you about it?
No.
We turn on the light right there so it's somewhat. John said he was all involved and everything.
Oh, yeah, he's going to find me the best place to live and everything. I think when he gets back from Michigan over Christmas, we're going to go up there.
Well, now, you can go ahead and find something that's...
All
for both of us, or are you going to find something for you?
Well, if something for both of us crops up, that'd be great. But that would probably be more expensive, so we'll wait on. I'll probably end up just getting whatever I can for the first semester.
Mm-hmm.
And then while I'm there, I can look around and stuff. And see. It'd be
well,
nice.
Check out the married couple's housing. Because
I've already seen it, honey. It's gross.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know.
It's awful.
Because sometimes they're eating at 7 hours.
I don't want to live in married couple's house. You don't either. You won't want to live in that. You want to have your own place.
Okay.
I'm going to run over to Raymond's, okay?
We don't have to get married.
That's true.
We can live.
I'm going to run over to Raymond's, okay?
Okay. Is it crowded?
No. We have to drink.
Oh, the yummy Kool-Aid stuff.
Oh, is there some made or?
I think it's in the big picture.
Is it everybody's?
Yes. That may be Hawaiian Punch stuff, but it's the same.
Oh,
Interesting. Is that it?
Yeah, it smells like it.
It's good. I'll make some more.
So what are you and Helen doing as far as the wedding judgment, as far as going down to River Oaks and looking?
She said she was going down Tuesday. And I'm just going to go down there when I get back in. I'm just going to go.
So have we settled on which room it is?
No, honey. We haven't. The lounge, we'd like to get the lounge, but you have to go through the board.
I thought they'd already had the board.
Well, I don't know. It's starting to blow again. But
that way?
I can't do two things at once. I can't talk, I can't do this. The thing with that is that they've got something going down the lounge earlier that day, so they don't know if they can do the setups. Bobby, this dadgum soup is about to boil away.
What?
Your soup is boiling away.
What'd you do at school today?
Look, even though the burner's off, it's still boiling.
Was the burner still very hot?
Well, obviously it's hot. I stayed most of the day.
You didn't have another class or something?
No, I'm not taking another class, it's just this. But
I know, but I mean, you didn't. You usually have to go to the discussion session.
Oh, you're right. No, we didn't have that. We're doing case studies. We're supposed to do two case studies. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, and I already gave the students who I'm doing the case study on their questionnaires, and they filled those out, but I needed to observe them in another class. So I observed them in another class. That's what I did this afternoon, and I made out a test that they will be given Wednesday. So do you need to move it? Bye.
Okay, yeah, let's go in the other room. That's the counter. Whoops.
Can you stop the counter? It makes noise on the table. What would you do? You went to class.
Got up and went to the... Oh, crap. I got up and went to the library. At 8.
Oh, gosh.
And, I didn't have class till noon, so I studied that for my advanced reservoir junk till about 11:30, then I went to my other class and just went in and took the pop quiz and left. And,
did you know you were going to have a pop quiz?
Yeah, we have one every day in that class.
Okay, that's cool.
And so then I went and took that test at,
See, I was thinking your test is Tuesday.
No, I took the test at 1 and...
I'm sorry, I should have asked you about it earlier. I feel bad. How'd you do?
There's two problems, a 60-point problem and a 40-point.
Oh, no, oops.
60-point problem and a 40-point.
Oh, my gosh.
And 60-point I did fine on. The 40-point I didn't have a clue on. It was the one thing nobody understood how to do. So, of course, you put it on there.
60-pointer, but still.
Well. So, after that, I went home, ate some lunch. Went back up to school and started working on that homework till I came over here. But now I'm eating and now I'm going right back up there to finish it. Hopefully finish it.
This is cute. These two couples,
mm-hmm.
They go to this, I don't know what it is, but they meet here every year. They met and they had an affair the first year they met, and they decided they were in love with each other and they were going to meet every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Same Time Next Year.
It sounds a lot like Four Seasons that Alan Alda did.
Well, Four Seasons was...
I mean, it was a different deal, but it was the same couple. You know, it was a couple type deal.
Yeah.
So what did you think of Sherry and Russell's deal this weekend?
I loved it.
I thought the thing Friday night, or Saturday night, was really nice.
It was fun. Isn't Browning hilarious? He cracks me up. He really does.
He can tell stories like...
Yeah.
He is really
funny. He's just so animated, the way he's so expressive. He does all the motions and he just makes you really get into it. He's so funny.
I'm glad Kelly was there.
Wasn't that nice? I wish Belle could have been there. He's flying her to Florida this Christmas.
This Christmas.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Have you decided to go into Monroe or anything over Christmas? Remember you said they...
Yeah, I don't know.
Since you were just there.
Well, we were talking about going skiing, too.
That's right. What have you and Rob decided?
I don't know. We're kind of looking, still trying to find a place.
Kelly's going skiing and to Jamaica.
I know, and I talked to Laura over at the Ramseys, and she said they were going.
I know, but she's also going to Jamaica.
Must be right.
I'm going to Houston. And to Nacogdoches.
I wouldn't mind going to Monroe, but I don't know if it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they'll be down in New Orleans, you know, because they go down to New Orleans pretty often.
Well, tell me, I haven't even really got to talk to you about this. Are you excited? Are you ready to start?
I'm not ready to start. I'm not ready to start studying again.
I know it. It's going to be a different type of studying, though, won't
it? It'll be totally different.
And it's a different atmosphere. It's not going to be like the same old rut.
It's going to be about as different as can be. Not only is the town totally different, the school will be, too.
Just the whole program. I don't know.
What's going to happen with you if you don't get a job?
Honey, I don't know. Sick.
I mean, will you substitute?
Yeah, I'll do anything I can. I'll waitress. I'm just kidding. I would never waitress. I need to go talk to Dimitri Vakalis in the health department. Because remember he mentioned using my math in the... Math and health with the hospital, the data centers, whatever. And I think I'd really enjoy that, but it's just a matter of finding out about it. I don't know what else I'd do.
Well, we also need to start working next semester. I'm getting you set up for a teaching job in New Orleans.
I've talked to your mom about it. She's going to get me a list of the private schools. But they're all Catholic. Well, hell, I'd be Catholic.
That's not... You're in a position where they need you, period, not...
That's what Mrs. Schrunk said. You know, I told her that I'd be teaching there in one private school. And she said, well, they... Said you don't have to be Catholic to teach them in Catholic schools, and that's what they're on most of, Catholic schools. So she said if they need you, you don't necessarily have to be that denomination, which is nice. So. I'm real excited. I just want to be able to, what's going to be nice, honey, about the wedding and the whole bit is that if I do get a teaching job, then from the time I get out to the wedding, that'll be some time for me to get settled, to write some thank you notes, just to do that type of stuff. And then after the wedding, I'll have time before school starts to get settled there. What I'd like to do is, when I come busy and stuff, just take car loans.
Well, we'll arrange all that, you know, when we... Because you might not be able to take car loads then, because until we get moved into the new, wherever we're going to be living for sure.
Yep.
It'll just be kind of real not shaky, but iffy on what... Once I get up there and get settled, we'll be able to make more definite plans.
I'm going to miss you. I am. It's going to be terrible. Phone bills. I can't afford phone bills. Are you kidding? Maybe I will if I get a job.
Get a job. I mean, they need substitutes bad. So if you don't, you know, if you can't full time, you'll definitely be able to substitute. That might be better anyway. You know?
I know. I don't want to get set in a... I really almost wish I don't get a job because I don't want to get set on anything and then have to back out on it.
Well, that's not.
I would feel bad about leaving on this job.
But it wouldn't be like you're leaving a class midway through or anything. So.
I know.
That stuff happens, just like the teacher that you were going to replace before, you know, that her husband was transferred.
I know.
So, you know, that's part of the deal.
Well, I watched Absence of Malice this afternoon.
That's a great movie. Do you understand the end of it this time?
No, I sat there and tried to remember what you told me about it. What? He had just set him up because to pay him back for framing him, sort of. Not framing him, but...
Well, I think what really made him do it was when Perone was killed. Teresa Perone, was that her
name? Yeah. How'd you remember that name?
Well, I watched a part of it the other day, a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Well, you remember that over all the years. I couldn't even remember when I watched it 5 minutes ago. I don't remember things like that.
The best part of the whole movie is the last 30 minutes.
I know.
That guy is great.
I thought about you too when I saw that. I thought Bobby would be loving this. So, what are you going to do after the very last thing we was talking about?
You got 30 days.
President didn't. Well, my student teaching is winding down, honey, this semester. It's winding down. I can't believe it.
Ready? Where's Kelly?
She went to work.
That was Tracy that called. I don't know if I told you that or not.
Okay, thanks.
Have you talked to your mom?
No, I haven't.
So she doesn't know you're going to be living in New Orleans?
No.
You might ought to call her.
I know. Told her about it. I know, I do need to call her. I just haven't thought about it. You know, I've found out since then. But so, you have two finals, right?
Yeah.
One, like, the first day and one the second to last day or something?
Mm-mm. I think dead day's on Monday. And finals start to go, like, from Tuesday to Tuesday or Tuesday to Monday.
Uh-huh.
I've got one Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, then.
So, that'll be real good. And then, I'm going to have to... That's something else I need to do tomorrow is call a U-Haul place and figure out what size U-Haul I need to get and go ahead and reserve one or whatever you do.
Mm-hmm, be a good idea.
Well, there's not going to be a gigantic demand for them since it's just mid-year, but still I'm sure there will be some demand for them.
Does your dad have a trailer hitch on the back?
No, but see, that's why they can... install a temporary one on that, and they couldn't on the Camaro.
That's good.
So, that was, not only does that car carries about three times as much stuff as I could in the Camaro,
mm-hmm.
too, so I can fill the car up. Who's the lady? What's her name?
This one?
The actress.
I don't know, I can't remember. I don't like to read, so I never read the,
Is this an old movie or is it a new movie?
It's a pretty old movie. Well, no, it's not. See, this is they show scenes like the first few years that they went back and saw each other. This is the 5th year. Then they'll probably show the tenth anniversary, and they just keep showing the anniversaries of them meeting and all the things that happened while they were there.
How did Kelly Platt get that job?
I don't know, honey. Isn't it a good job, though?
Sounds like it'd be a lot of
fun. I think maybe she worked for them during the summers or something. Maybe?
Well, no, that's a brand new publication, it sounded like to me.
Unless
she worked for the...
Their sidekick.
Yeah, the one that they... What was it?
Mm-hmm.
Thoroughbred Racing or mm-hmm. something. I mean, she probably would. She get that through connections, probably through her dad, don't you think?
I don't know what her father does.
He's a vet.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he is.
Maybe. Kelly got those roses. She doesn't know. No card, no nothing. Doesn't know who they're from.
How did the guy deliver them?
They were delivered from the forest.
It's kind of a strange arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Strange not being in Austin. Everything's going to be changing the next little while. I'm all excited though.
I also need to write Uncle Bobby a thank you.
Yeah.
Thank him for that, taking me up to his island, and for writing that. He wrote one of the recommendations for two of them. I'm sure that helped.
I'll have to get the
online chat. Well, you know that Chi Meg is a newcomer, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
crack on
the lip. You got it.
Okay, these are a bunch of bozos, I think. Weston, I asked him how they were doing, because at one point they were getting a little better or something. He said they're in big trouble, like not funny trouble, but I never asked him what they had done.
No. What else can I fix you? I mean, I can fix you that, but is there anything else?
No, this is fine. That's all I want. Look how much. You'll get to meet Marin Pear. That's Sally's grandparents. Sally's parents. They live in New Orleans.
So what? How are they?
And they're like French.
They're
nothing. No relation to me, though. They're French. You know, I mean, they're real.
I can't. What? Kelly's going to New Orleans this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes, just for a weekend excursion.
Who's she going with?
And fly up there, ourselves.
So but guess who else lives in New Orleans?
Who?
The Big Eel.
How exciting. See, I've been to Metairie and Lafayette, and I think maybe I saw downtown once, but that was years ago, Stephanie Gerald's. That was in junior high school, probably. Well, must have been, because...
That'll be nice if Wes is going to be down there.
That'll be a lot of fun.
And I've got another good friend of mine you never met. Not a good friend, I shouldn't say that, but his name is Edel Blanks. And...
Edel?
You never met Edel.
I've heard all about him.
Well, that's Big Eel's grandson.
Uh-huh.
And his son, the other Edel, lived right across the street from Mama and Bobby, and was Dad's best friend. And I've got a son my age who's now in law school up there.
Is this pretty music?
Did you read the reviews on the Neil Diamond concert?
In Houston?
No, here.
Don't tell me he was here.
Yeah, he just won.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, you did. We talked about it.
No, what did they say?
Same old stuff.
You know what I watched on TV the other day was... See, they show clips of what's happening in the world mm-hmm. between the times of each other. The, Barbara Mandrell
mm-hmm.
show, whatever, the her... live performance. That was good. Dad said the critics just panned it. He said they gave real bad reviews, thought it was too hoaxy and everything. But I think that's really how she is. Have you ever seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It is the cutest show. She's so little and tiny and agile, and she sings so good.
Was her sister Earlene on?
No, she didn't have Earlene or Louise on the show.
Hmm.
Things need to be done, but I don't want to do it.
What do you got going tomorrow?
Well, a heck of a lot. Are you gonna need to go to the library?
Well, tomorrow I'm gonna be back to normal kind of. I've got a test on Wednesday. And I've got, but it's in that land leasing class, so it's no big deal. You know, I'll study a couple hours, and then I don't have class on noon, so I'll study in the morning some too. But I need to work on my final project, so for my advanced reservoir.
See, so will you be spending time in the library the next few days?
Probably not.
I need to, oh no.
What do you have to do in the library?
I don't have to do anything there, but I do. I would get my stuff done here. I procrastinate. I need to write up my final evaluation for student teaching, two observation classes, and my two case studies. Case studies need to be typed, and so is my final evaluation. So.
When do they all do?
I don't know. She's pregnant. They're due a week from today. Oh, he's all romantic, and she's going to be... How hilarious.
I thought they were married.
No, they're married, but not to each other. And they meet there every year. Look at this. Look at that tire on it.
You talked to Scotty since he took the LSAT?
I sure have, and I need to go up there.
You really ought to. Mom was very upset that I didn't meet Jamie Carter and Leela Staples or whatever. Is that her name?
Leela, yeah. That's fine. I'm going to move this a little bit and sit by you. Okay. Through. I'm going to lick the ball.
Huh?
Look at this couch.
It's terrible. This is hers I've been crushing.
Yeah, that's alright. Isn't that sad? Everyone started asking me.
Oh.
I'm so embarrassed.
Brandon really felt bad, too. I think.
Well, he was trying to say something to change the subject, and it just came out so wrong. And I knew he was mean, meant well. That made me laugh because I knew exactly. Open mouth insert. But.
What did Miss Thomas say when you went over there?
She's so hoaxy. She's just so funny.
Well, funny is the right word. But anyway, what'd she say?
Well, walked in. Mr. Como was sitting on the couch doing some work stuff, and the football game was on. And she went and kind of jokingly turned down the football game. He and Jim kind of went down, turned down so much, smiling with a gritty smile. Trying to be polite because I was there. And so we just sat at the breakfast table, and she said, "You know, who did you want to cross off first of all?" So crossed off Kathy and Nancy and Gary. And who do you want to add? And I gave the Carrie and Laura and Cindy and Randy's name. And so we just chatted just a little bit about it.
Did you say anything to Russell and Sherry what we're having one, but we're not inviting you just because our guest list is limited and we figured you wouldn't be able to come in?
No.
Would you say, did she say anything like how she's planning to do it or whatever? Is it going to be at their house or the Gordons?
I think the Como's house is the impression I got. She didn't. So I really didn't want to ask too much because I didn't want to imply anything. Like, I didn't want to say, well, is it coat and tie? Because if it's not going to be, I don't want to feel like I want it to be.
I'm sure it will.
Well, I'm sure it will be, too. I just didn't, you know, I didn't want to overstep my bounds, so I'll just let her tell me all the stuff. She was going to get the invitations today, and that's about it, really. Carol's coming in for Christmas.
Oh, really? Will she be there?
No.
Who was it we talked to that said Carol called?
Allison. Yeah.
Was Craig there?
Mm-mm. Well, his car was there. Well, Carol's car was gone, which is usually out, so I don't know where he was. But anyway, she was funny. And I just, you know, I told her that I'd be in town about a week, so I called her. She was going to be in town, but I need to get something to wear to it.
You do?
Well, I think I'll probably wear my white dress with the Christmas hat.
Don't cough on me.
I'm not coughing on you. I'm covering my mouth. I'm hugging you. Just looked like I was coughing. I don't feel very good. Do you want me to stay up here longer and I'll help you pack and stuff? Like, instead of going home that Tuesday, I can wait till after your final Thursday.
I know you're just trying to sound nice with the tape.
No, you're not, I swear. I'd just be bored in Houston.
Just kidding, no, you don't need to, because I'm going to be studying for those finals and stuff, so. That's one thing about nice about my finals, because I've got, you know, 4 days or so before they start, and they're not back to back. They're one of them like 9 o'clock Wednesday, and one on Thursday is like at noon or so.
I like after the finals.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have not naturally.
Oh, I can't handle it. I have to get up and review my stuff. Then I don't sleep well at night if I know I have to get up. Well, this couch is falling apart. Well.
Is this the same lady that was blonde a little while ago?
Yeah. She's a redhead, then a
blonde, and a redhead. Oh, you don't know. You happen to be speaking to a high school graduate. Kidding. Oh, no. Well, I just confided my death for the first 3 months of my pregnancy. So it shouldn't be a total loss. It took the correspondence course. You really something, don't you? I forgot. Oh, I'm going to pick that up when I go home. I need to remember to do that. I got one little final sheet of paper deal I need to turn in so I can graduate. And I keep forgetting to do it because it's due on the 9th. Today's the 5th, so I do it tomorrow.
Oh, you don't mean it's at home in Houston, you mean it's at home here? It's just, okay. Really, I would love you to graduate. We need to go out sometime before we leave Austin.
Okay.
On a wild.
Probably again next, like Friday night or something.
Okay, Kelly's going to the Orleans.
Who's she going with, did you say?
It's by herself. She's going to go see some guy that coaches baseball that she met up here when the series was going on last year or something.
Tulane?
I don't know. Not at Tulane. Is there a smaller college around there?
New Orleans.
Maybe that's it. But she's been to visit him before, and they talked to each other on the phones and met her stuff, of course. The drain?
You don't want to save it?
No.
Do
Bobby, leave that stuff. There's so much junk in there that's...
I am leaving. It's going to work.
Okay. Didn't sound like it.
Donna's still up there working on this stuff. She came up there back when I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to explain to her what the next, you know, what to do next was, and I don't know if she understood or not. She's very stubborn.
How is she stubborn?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Anyway, she's, she tries to act real smart, like she knows it all. I don't know what her deal is. What do they tell their husband and wife when they go off?
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Like something's on in the kitchen, is it?
I thought I turned the fan off. It might still be on, though.
Oh, it doesn't matter if that's what it is.
Oh, man.
You need a little break. Why don't you put your head in?
Go to sleep. How is that jacket still there from earlier, or has he been back?
I think it's just still there. He came over, I think, Friday, but didn't take it home.
Ow.
Sorry.
in Oakland. 534-0711. Yes, I have a car. I see your plate. Could you answer one question? Would erotic contact in the last stages of pregnancy 3 months premature?
No,
why not? How many years?
20.
20? I'm already 23. I'm already past 20. How many years?
I don't know, kiddo. We'll just have to see.
Okay.
At least two until I get out of school.
Oh, I know.
George, it's no time to start acting like Butterfly McQueen. I mean, just get up on the phone and find a doctor.
Oh, he's dying.
Hello,
Did you tell Miss Roski or whatever her name is about the spring break deal?
I haven't talked to her yet.
She's been surprised, isn't she?
Yeah. I'm kind of relieved about it all, but I'm kind of disappointed too.
Yeah.
Because see, I mean, Dad's not... When I graduate from college, I mean, that's it. I'm on my own. I'll be living at home, but I'll probably have to, you know, if I have to borrow money from them, I'll have to pay back.
Sorry,
what did he do?
He, see, it's...
Yeah. That's all Jeff does is watch. I mean, he watches TV from.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. So he was experiencing the pain with her, kind of, is what, why he was doing it. Psychological. Astronaut, what was his name? Don't tell me. Schneider, no. What was his name? Walt Garrison?
John Glenn.
Oh, John Glenn, that's right. That was the next one I was going to say. I don't know. I don't. How sad. Oh, that's so sad. Just don't ever die before I do, okay? How cute. Isn't that a neat place? That's it.